the supporters. We'll get to some Q&A later. Thanks for those who have already asked questions. We'll get to some of those as well. There will be an opportunity within the chat there that you can present more questions when these guys are talking later. I will roam around and just have a casual setting and ask any more questions. So during the discussion today, if there are any questions from supporters or media alike, please post them there in the chat, and I'll certainly come along that way and ask some of those questions to these three fine gentlemen next to me. And you know, I suppose I should introduce them to you as well. Peter Racco is here. He is obviously co-owner of FC Barry 1812 as well. A wonderful background in finance and management consulting. A massive, passionate man about soccer in this country. Great to see him here as well. The man in the middle really doesn't really need any kind of introduction, but I'll give it to him anyway. Canadian soccer legend, Julian de Guzman. You may be familiar with what he was able to accomplish on the field with an amazing career. The sacrifices that he and his family had to put through to go to Canada to be a real pioneer and have a landmark career as a Canadian international. Julian has performed at the highest level for the Canadian men's national team, obviously for outstanding teams in Europe, including Deportivo La Coruña for 5 years in La Liga. Many people here know him, of course, as well, the Ottawa Fury, in a very executive position there. So we're going to get to Julian and his role shortly here, but obviously this is an outstanding hire here, president and co-owner of 1812 FC Barry, and to have someone of his stature in this area is extremely exciting for this region and for Canadian soccer, and we're going to hear from Julian and his passion about that certainly as well. And also I'd like to welcome Will DeVillis, who's obviously the president as well of, and the head coach here of Barry Soccer Club, over 24 years of coaching experience, and I know a big day for Will, who's right here to represent the region as well. So all in all, and you know, there's a lot of kids who play in this region. The thrill for the game in this country is palpable, and you come into a region like this, and the fact that these kids are going to have a pathway to get to some high-performance soccer is something that we're going to be really excited about as this continues to grow, and we're here to talk about that all today. With that being said, we're going to open it up to these guys on the up to my left, and I want to talk to you, Will, first of all, if that's okay, about Barry and this region. You know it better than anybody here. You're sitting next to, as I said, a Canadian legend who's had a choice. He's had a choice to go to many different organizations in the professional game, Canada Soccer, Toronto FC, many others. His resume speaks for himself, and he's chose Barry. What does that mean to you and this region that we're here today to talk with Julian and launch this this fantastic project?
Thanks, Christian, and thanks for everyone for logging in today. To answer your question, the Barry Soccer Club, first and foremost, is absolutely ecstatic to be a part of this partnership. To have Julian on board with 1812 and partnership with Barry Soccer Club means the world to our members, to our players, to our club. As far as the region goes, Huronia District Soccer Association deserves this. As you mentioned, you know, it's uncharted territory in the north. We hear a lot about how the successes of big clubs in the south do. To be able to bring the attention here to Barry and the footprint to bring high performance soccer and create a pathway, as you said, is very exciting, and we're very appreciative to be a part of it. We welcome Julian aboard, and we look forward to working with him. So thank you for that.
And just to follow up, Will, if you obviously have had an amazing time nurturing young talents for many, many years, a decade now, what will it do for those players to know that in their own city, where they live, where they grow up, they're going to have that kind of pathway and that kind of dream to kind of escalate that? Because I think all of us that have been involved in this sport in this country for a long time know the love is there. And sometimes even before CPL and MLS came, there was really nowhere for them to go. And now giving them an avenue, a local avenue, with the names like Julian involved, must be extremely special.
It is extremely special. And I think, you know, we've already seen it. We've heard it from our community already. People talking about how this is now another option to professional sport. As we all know, you know, Barry has the Barry Colts, and now we'll have 1812 FC. So as far as soccer goes, it's, you know, it's growing in Barry. We have the largest membership here at the Barry Soccer Club within the region. People are always, they deserve it. The club deserves it. The region deserves it. The players know that the pathway is being created for them here at the club, and they don't really need to look anywhere else. And that goes for the rest of the region in Huronia District Soccer Association. And we look forward to those partnerships with 1812 and the remaining clubs within our region to really make Barrie AFC 1812 a powerhouse. So we're looking forward to it.
Fantastic words. Great to hear your passion in your voice. Before we turn it over to Julian, Peter, let me go to you next. I know you're obviously a founding member of this as well on the board and co-owner of this club. You've been extremely passionate about this club for some time as well. So maybe you can hear and what this means to you and the ownership group to have Julian as the statue of someone like that sitting next to you. It is, as you said, a tremendous day.
Yeah, thanks, Kirk. Before I get into really why we're here, I just want to take a moment to thank the Barrie Soccer Club and the members of the Barrie Soccer Club for hosting us today. John Cobb from the president from the soccer district, and Graham Sweeney, who's been helping us tremendously as a director from the district. That said, it obviously brings us great joy to introduce Julian and announce Julian DeGuzman as the 1812 FC president and co-owner. Julian's obviously been a pillar in the Canadian soccer community for the last 20 years, playing at the highest club levels, Spain, France, Germany, and obviously captaining Toronto FC. So to have that type of person, that type of know-how in our region of Huronia, for the 17 youth organization, just absolutely massive. It's a day that should be celebrated by all. From an organizational perspective, player development obviously is our focus and our priority. We want to focus on building that development pathway for not only the Barrie Soccer Club, but for all 17 clubs within this region. So that's going to be our top priority. Fielding a competitive first team goes without saying. It's absolutely something that we're going to be doing. But we're excited to announce Julian as our president. We're in good hands here. Clearly, we're in good hands here.
Fantastic. Julian, let's get to you. Obviously, this is a big day for you. We've got some questions and answer period in a minute, but I'd like to give you an opportunity to address the fans and the media as well and talk about what this means to you today as you stand here as being announced as a president of 1812 FC Barrie.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I'm very thankful to be here. You know, thanks to Barrie Soccer Club for, shouting out their cries and their wishes, and, they were heard. And, Andrew, Dan, are finally getting together and learning more about what Barrie needs, and having Will and Mark, on a lot of chats where you start to learn that there's something that needs to be done. And for me to understand that as a Canadian who's played the game growing up in the country and learning more about the development of the game, for me to be here, it's a true big honor for myself and for the dreams that I live for. So being in this position is something I've always wanted growing or playing post-career, but also growing up I wanted to see the opportunities continue to multiply, and especially in soccer for a big fan of myself who's ventured out to overseas, played at levels that I could come back now and bring to my own country and to my own towns. And I'm not far from here. Whenever I visit the Toronto area, I'm in Aurora, so Barrie's just around the corner. And the more times I come out here now, it becomes always appealing. Every time you learn something new about the area, the Huronia region, you could see that having that blank canvas and tapping into the different markets and different clubs and educating them and discovering talent. I had that strong sense that, we could find another Carl Howarth. There's a guy that I worked with in the past and at the Ottawa Fury, and I know there's not just one. There's many more to be found. So to be able to create a high performance team to compete and aim for goals, or you want to win championships and play in the Canadian Championship as well against the big clubs. I mean, that's always the stories you live for, and those are the stories that fans want to appreciate and be a part of, and the opportunity for myself to finally have this this moment where I could help grow a team from scratch and work with the clubs such as Barrie Soccer and throughout the Huronia region. I mean, this is what the game should always be about. So I'm truly honored and very thankful.
Thanks so much, Julian. We're going to get to the Q&A period in a second. I do want to take a moment, though, just to acknowledge word that Julian used, and he used the word compete. And, you know, we're all here to develop players and talk about how wonderful this game is in Canada, and we're all trying to, you know, continue to boost that wave, and we all play a small part in that, but, you know, some more than others. But I would say that, you know, competing and winning is important. And this man right here is sitting in the middle, Julian. He won't say this for himself because he's a pretty humble guy, but for him to have accomplished what he has accomplished in his career, the amount of sacrifices that he needed to do, the mindset and the mentality, the drive to go to Europe and play with the greatest players to ever play, to share a pitch with the likes of Zinedine Zidane, Ronaldinho, and many others, is a true Canadian sports success story, not just a soccer story. And I think that, you know, for me to be in his presence is just, you know, I'm always learning about what he wants to do and talking, but you can see that competitive edge, that winning mentality, that no matter where he goes, is going to be an enormous boost to wherever he goes here. And that is an enormous boost for this area, the Huron region. It's an enormous boost for Barrie Soccer Club, and it's so exciting for this 1812 FC Barrie that we have somebody like Julian, who has an enormous heart and cares about the sport, while also understanding there's got to be a balance there, that you can nurture talent, but also he wants to win. That's what he's here for. You know, that's the drive of his career. So that's just my own little belief on how these goes. Let's get to some Q&A. Thank you for the fans and the media who have already presented it. As I said, for those watching on 1812.tv or on the Facebook page, first of all, we thank you for sharing your Tuesday with us. If you do have other questions, I will roam around and walk back there a little bit during this Q&A period to see whether we can add some to them. We've got 6 or 7 here already, so that's a great start. But please don't hesitate to send some questions in there, and we'll get these fine gentlemen to address it. Julian, first question goes to you. You've reached the highest heights of club football. You've been a leader in Canadian soccer. Why now join a startup in 1812 FC Barrie versus going maybe to the MLS, CPL, or CSA? I understand you have...
Yeah, I've had a lot of discussions and conversations with teams in those leagues, and you know, I think you mentioned the word there, a startup, and that's a grand opportunity for any soccer lover that wants to create something that they believe in, their philosophy, their culture, and it has a lot to do, obviously, with, you know, where they played and where, you know, what they've done growing up and through the professional side of things, but. I love the word startup. You know, we have a chance now to create our own culture. You know, we've seen it, how it's evolved in the MLS when CFC started in 2007. You know, look where they're at today. CPL's on the verge of now creating their cultures in different areas and throughout the country. You know, and, you know, I've spoken to a couple of those members who've been involved with that. And, you know, you learn a lot of the things that come into play. Here we are to Barrie today. You know, I think it's a grand opportunity to, you know, paint that canvas and create those opportunities and continue to expand. And for a guy like myself in the Barrie region, this should happen for many other Canadians who have played at a high level and be introduced into these type of markets to allow them to grow into high level, high standard footballing teams. So that's one of the major reasons why. And you know, again, I'm not also far from here. I spent a lot of time in Aurora, and you know, for me to, you know, venture out further north to just about 30 minute drive. I mean, that's nothing to me. I mean, I've always enjoyed traveling, but you're traveling now to a wonderful destination. You know, the Huronia region there's a lot to be discovered here, especially on the soccer side of things. And you know, my goal is to you know, put Barrie as an area and the Huronia region on the soccer map for Canada.
You talk about the Huronia region. The second question is, what is this group looking to accomplish in the short term, and what is your opportunity? You touched on the opportunity a little bit there already, but short-term goals over long-term goals, maybe you can talk us through those.
Yeah, well, short-term goals, I mean, we, you know, the clubs throughout the region, we're spending tons of time with you know, the Barrie Soccer Club and seeing what they've done in the past and where they're at today. So being able to hear the needs and the services that we can offer and bring a lot of these clubs together to help represent the 1812 FC. I mean, that's the short-term goal. Discovering players, talents. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. You know, let's spend time and start looking up in the areas and let's start putting the group together to compete. And then, you know, for the fan side of things, I mean, it's important. and you see that there's a want for this. You know, I would rather say need. You know, there are some good soccer fans out here that need to come to a game on a Saturday night and enjoy their local team play at a high level. So those are the near term goals for us in terms of, you know, just pinpointing the players and appointing coaches and whatnot. But, you know, down the road, you know, we still have big dreams. There's a high ceiling here. And, you know, this doesn't just take us through, you know, hopefully League One, but it'll take us to maybe CPL. And, you know, being a team from a League One and competing against the MLS teams and the CPL teams, I mean, that's also a long-term dream for this organization. So there's a ton of things that we've touched upon on a lot of our calls and meetings. And, you know, most of the time I'm always like, wow, why hasn't that been done before? So I'm glad that this is happening. And, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, you know, it needs to happen where a lot of these ex-pros that have been involved in the game, they need a chance to also be involved in something like this. And this is what I represent.
It's a great point, you know, because the way that Canadian soccer is evolving now, we're starting to get to a new generation. A lot of people will talk about Jonathan David, Alfonso Davies on the women's side, Christine Sinclair, Ashley Lawrence, Kadisha Buchanan, so many international stars. But what we're seeing now is that some of those stars, like Julian, are starting to give back and need to be in other areas. And it's so important for the culture in this country that we tap into those minds. You know, Julian talked about there on some of the calls, and Peter, I'll come to you in a second, but, you know, David and Andrew aren't here right now. You know, they've welcomed me on some of those calls, and the enthusiasm and the knowledge that has been there, I can feel it already. You know, you guys are in really good hands here. And I think that's really exciting. It's just great to see Julian get that opportunity. And I think it's important for the culture in this country that, as Julian mentioned, some of the other people that can get that chance as well post-playing career, because into those minds, then it's an enormous missed opportunity in this country. Peter, let's start with, let's move to you about, you know, where will you guys play? You know, where you got, what is the short-term going to play? How many teams are going to be part of this?
Sure.
Julian mentioned maybe, you know, where you're going to go with League One. What's the short-term goal there? What have you got organized already as an ownership group?
Yeah, sure. So as you guys all know, the League One applications were just released yesterday. The 18-12 group, though, has been in communication with Dina Rossi from League One, the League One commissioner, Patty Forbes from the OSA, Joe Guest from the CSA. So we're doing our part and collectively preparing for 2021. Our hopes is to play in League One in 2021, and we're kind of doing everything in place to do that. In terms of venue, we're fortunate enough to come to an agreement with Georgian College. So that will be our home venue for 2021, where our senior men's team will be playing. And then in 2022, we hope to add a women's team to the fold. But I think it is important to note that there is a lot of work. There's a lot of administrative work between then and now that we're working on. And I think we're in good hands with Julian. We're in good hands with Andrew and the Barrie Soccer as our youth affiliate.
Well, you mentioned Barrie Soccer there. Let me just ask you, Will, if you don't mind. Maybe you can talk us through the involvement that your group have had here and the enthusiasm that you've had. And obviously, one works with the other. None of this would have been able to help without Barrie Soccer Club. And, you know, what this does, we talk a little bit for how excited your group are and the soccer club to have this day today.
We talked about the players and how excited they are from a club standpoint and membership standpoint. The families involved with our club are super excited about the possibility of, again, creating that pathway for their kids here at the club. As far as our involvement as a club, we look to support 18-12 through various different means. Peter mentioned about, you know, driving the support for the club. We are going to be help drive that support through our members, through ticket sales, through marketing, through promotions. In turn, you know, we'll have a partnership where the senior teams will be training out of our clubhouse here in our fields. Administratively, Peter talked a little bit about how there is a lot of things going on administratively. As a club, we're supporting that from an administrative standpoint, including office space, as you know, no different than today, having the conference here today. Do that. We'll continue to create partnerships and hopefully mentorships through the player involvement in coaching here at our club, and being able to give back to the players at the club and supporting the players through the off season by doing that. In turn, giving back to the grassroots here at the club as well as within the region.
I suppose, Julian, you could say very similar to the European model a little bit, right? The way that a lot of the teams are developed there. And that brings me to my next question from the Q&A. And that says here, Julian, how will your experience in top flight international leagues like Spain, France, Germany, and with Toronto FC help elevate the standard in our region?
Yeah, it's going to come down to, you know, the people that we bring in. And a lot of them, those guys that were currently talking to at the moment, I mean, they've played at high levels, they've coached at high levels, and you know, we want to keep that standard high to allow the youth throughout the Barrie region, around your region, to develop. And these are going to be the idols that these young kids are going to look up to. So it's very important how we appoint and who we appoint moving forward. And just from the times playing overseas, you know, obviously Europe is Europe and Canada is Canada, but you know, at the end of the day, there's many ways to be creative in terms of approach in terms of like fans coming into the game with the culture that they would bring into. So we're already hearing that. We're hearing that there's the supporters group it continues to increase in its numbers just from that. So you know, we want to be a dominant figure in the league one that we hope to play in. We want to be a dominant figure also, you know, not even just in the Huronia region, but Ontario. We want to be heard. And I think that, you know, the fact that there are a lot of the people out there that wish that they had the opportunity to walk into an environment where they could watch their men's team play at a League One match. And I think that's something that we're going to continue to work towards and continue to make dreams come true.
Well, let me just ask you if you don't mind about that, because obviously this is Canada and we all love it and we're not trying to be anywhere else, but there are cultures around the world, South America, Europe, where you are a supporter of that regional bigger team down the road that you can still support. And those smaller regions are important, are they not, to be taken given an identity to those people within those markets? And surely that's what makes today such an exciting day as well, because it's one thing for people in this market to drive, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours to Toronto FC and support an MLS team, or go to watch CPL with York 9 or whatever, but this market, they like to have them represented. We've seen it with hockey, and I think it's important that they have that with soccer. Would you agree?
I would. You know, we hear a lot about the supporters that the Barrie Colts in town have. We look to really drive that same type of support here with 1812. And soccer is continuously growing. The city of Barrie, Huronia region, continues to grow. We have a huge, even European, and we know that, you know, that soccer is in the blood of those families. I've been a season ticket holder for Toronto FC since day one. And, you know, I was there when through those MLS Cup matches, sitting two rows behind the goal in the supporters section, proud supporter of the Kings of the North. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to where do my loyalties lie, right? And, you know, there's a lot of talk about how, you know, can you be loyal to two clubs? I'm sure I could. But in saying that, you know, in my heart of hearts, this is where I live. I've been with this club for close to 15 years, and I'm super ecstatic to be able to be a part of bringing this to Barrie. And I think in the long run, we all know is we'll lie.
Yeah, that's okay. I think that's you're allowed that. That's more than fair. It has to be said, you know, as I said, around the world, you know, you got fans supporting local teams and then going to the big clubs afterwards. You know, it's fine. The big clubs they're doing fine, and then you can support your local ones as well. A couple more in the Q&A, and as I said, you can put more questions there. I'll come around and have a look in a second. Julian, last one for you on the list here. Where is the club at right now from a football operations perspective in terms of coaching players, others with staff, and coming in, getting more involved?
Yeah, we're doing our homework. I mean, we're receiving a lot of attention. So we have a strong database of names that we're looking at. I think the next big announcement would be a head coach, you know, and, you know, we're very, very close to firming that up. So, you know, the moment we get that in play, then we could start venturing out to the players side of things. But, you know, we're going to definitely have a strong staff that could have the eyes and been involved in the league and and have understand the Canadian culture too. You know, it's important that we bring in individuals that are very familiar with the structure here and also with the market that they're dealing with. So, you know, you'll notice familiar names, that's for sure. And you know, it's very important that you know, we continue to grow this game in this country, especially where we're at today. It's probably the most important time for Canadian soccer right now. And you know, I think it's great to see what we're doing with the national team. It's great to see what we're doing with our domestic league, CPL. It's great to see how we're doing in the MLS as well with our Canadian teams. And I think it's important we continue to push that envelope forward by, you know, growing the grassroots and making sure that culture starts from, you know, day one and upwards as they move up the rankings, whether it may be from League One to CPL. To Europe or to national team. So that's important that we address that in terms of the players that we bring in, as well as the staff that we continue to create. So we're very close to announcing something with the head coach soon.
Exciting times. And remember, we're less than 6 years away from welcoming the whole world here as co-hosts of the 2026 Men's World Cup as well, with the United States and Mexico. So that will be extremely exciting. Peter, final question for you from the Q&A here. If you're able to choose any day or night of the week for your home games, do you have a preference at this point, or is it too early to tell?
You know, it could be too early to tell. We're gonna work with our partners and stakeholders across the region to really identify what works best for this region. That includes the associated clubs across the Huronia region. I think if we take an example of what Halifax did in the CPL, we're having their youth associations pause games during game day during that time. That's something that we want to work with Barry Soccer and some of the affiliates around in this region on. In terms of a particular day, night, evening, time, I think it's a little bit early, but certainly something that we're going to be paying close attention to and they're going to take very seriously.
Thank you. And we have a question from Sean Gibson from BarryToday.com. How soon can we know if the team will be an official member of League One?
Yeah, so Sean, good question. And I think it's an important one that a lot of people have asked. League One applications were released on Monday, this Monday, so yesterday. They're due on October 31st. So presumably following October 31st, so hopefully November, December. But we're going through those steps now. We're going to be applying to the league. You know, hopefully shortly thereafter, we'll have an announcement on the League One status.
Julian, following up, also a question from Sean on the head coach decision. He says, are there any local coaches or directors being considered for such a role, or will the club aim for more League One status kind of experience?
Yeah, we've seen a bit of both. I mean, we want to make sure it makes sense. Whether if it's a coach that's from the region or it's a coach that's been involved in League One, I mean, it's, like I said, it has to be someone who understands the demographics that we're dealing with here. And as well as the league that we'll be playing in. So, but nevertheless, I mean, we're going to always have involvement with the Barry Soccer Club group. With their club teams as well. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of partnerships and relationships and strong like synergies that we continue to work with to make this work. And that's the only way it will work. But it's important that who we bring in has some good background on a professional level as well as a academy level.
Another question here, probably maybe Will and Peter can answer this one. From a fan standpoint, how will the culture of the team flow through to the supporters, groups, and fans? Maybe Peter, you want to address that one?
Yeah, so you know, we've been really fortunate in this area. We have the Captain Fall crew. We have a couple members here today who really started the organization of this club. And I'll credit Ronan, I'll credit Jacob Sanderson and Caesar and Shelley for a lot of the groundwork that you guys have done. So thank you guys. In terms of a culture and building that culture, you know, it has to be organically driven. We're not a club that are going to force anything. And we want to really foster that organic growth here. So again, credit to the work that's done. There's a Kempenfeld crew that are actually our supporters trust, have a stake in our team. Pretty unique setup there in terms of what other organizations are doing in Ontario. And that group's continuing to grow. You know, they have a membership of over 30 now, and we've just announced our president. We haven't even announced the league yet. So, you know, I think we have a very direct goal that we want to have one of the larger supporter groups in Canadian soccer. And, you know, that's not at the League One level. That's across the Canadian soccer landscape. And we're committed to helping grow that organically, giving the Kevin Fell crew the support there to help foster that growth.
Final reminder, if you want to put any more questions in the chat, we're probably about 5 minutes away from closing up here. I did want to ask both Will and Julian something as well that connects here on a question. I'll start with you, Will. Julian has been hired as the president, and obviously his job and responsibility is to run this club in connection with Barry Soccer Club. But we talked earlier, how much are you looking forward to tapping into Julian's mind and using that resource to help educate these players and help obviously them become better individuals both on and off the field?
Well, I think, having Julian's experience on board and being able to expose our players to Julian's wealth of knowledge as well as his experience, you can't go wrong. Right. And I think, I'll take it a step further. We talk about the players, but in my opinion, from a Barry Soccer Club standpoint, I also look at it as coach development as well. And being able to work with the coaches within our club to get them to a level that, as Julian did say, working with us to, maybe down the road, develop a coach into a potential candidate that can be coaching at a League One level, and no different with our players, identifying talent here within Huronia region, within Barry Soccer Club, is going to be that much more easier when we have Julian that's looking at things very closely and working with the youth groups here. So again, I'll say it for the millionth time, we are absolutely ecstatic, and we can't wait to see the ball drop.
And Julian, just to pass on from that, I know you pretty well. I know you've got an enormous heart. You will be running a club, but maybe you can just speak about that passion, what it's still like for you to put on the boots and get out that white line and work with young players and ensure that you can help them as well as with players and take your mind into their mind a little bit and tell them what they need to do to improve.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a joy in developing players. And I mean, it goes back to from when I was growing up in Canada and developing my brother and the players that he worked with. So it's always a treat to see any of those players venture off into bigger clubs. And that's one of the biggest wishes and dreams I have coming here to Barry is discovering that next big talent and seeing him represent where he's from in a bigger league. So I can't wait to get up there and start watching some of the sessions of Barry Soccer Club. I can't wait to get up to meet the coaches and see the rest of the Huronia region and what they have to offer. For me to just finally discover something fresh and new and that Barry hasn't had in a long time, that's the one big goal I'm looking forward to as a president of the club.
Outstanding. Peter, let me give you the last word. I know this is a club that's been close to your heart now for some time.
Yeah.
You're here. You've done it. You've got Julian de Guzman. Obviously, we've heard from what Will said today. This must be a really special day for your ownership group to be able to accomplish this tonight.
That's right. It is. I mean, just a tremendous day. I think, if I take a step back and think of what we've accomplished in a considerably short period of time, it's quite impressive. The reception that we've gotten from the community, the Barry Soccer Club, the Huronia District, Ontario Soccer Association, in our initial conversations with League One as well, has been tremendous. Then if we take a look at the supporter group, I mean, it just really is phenomenal. The support that people are interested, the members of the Barry Soccer Club, the players are interested, from a social media standpoint, we're reaching just tremendous impressions, tremendous impact there. So all very proud of what we've accomplished thus far. But it is, I think it is important to note that there's a lot to come and that, we're really excited about the prospects here. We think that this could be something big. Leading up 2021, we're excited with the coming announcements that we'll also be making.
And let me finish on this because I know this is a collective effort. I know David's not here right now and Andrew, but it's more than just the ownership group, isn't it? I know, the whole group wanted to say a special thank you to the area mayor, obviously Jeff Lehman as well, the Georgian Athletic Director, David Lalibert, obviously Ronan's here as well. Well, I think welcomed you, haven't they? And that positive energy is one of the reasons why you feel so good about this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's a large group of stakeholders here at play. There's three of us. There's yourself here, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a large group of stakeholders at play that are going to make this work. And from the mayor, Mayor Jeff, kudos to him. He's just tremendously supportive of the sport and of sport in general. So I think it started with that. It starts with Barry Soccer and their members, coming out and supporting us. So the interest, by and large, is there. From the sponsorship, we're starting our discussions with title primary sponsors. We want to continue down that path. So agreed. Support all around, yeah.
Fantastic. It is a strange time. It's 2020, and this day, this usually would be a press conference. We'd have seats, we'd have people here, and we'd have to say we miss you. We've no question about it. Some of the fans are here. It's nice to see that, but rarely do we have a chance to see you in person. But to say that, I would add that, if you wanted further questions with interviews with Julian, with Peter, with Will, with obviously Andrew or David, there's an opportunity to do so. These guys are available to have one-on-one interviews and go forward to talk about this project today. This is just the start of it. Here as well. Thank you for taking the time on a Tuesday to join us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And this is just the beginning, a terrific journey, and we can't wait to get started. Thanks again.
Very quickly, I want to say thank you to everybody over in Canada for all of the hard work you put into doing this today. And we are just so excited to get started. So everybody take care, and we'll talk to you soon.